I've seen so many bright people with all the talents in the world, not even able to get a decent job. I've seen so many people who are very mediocre, occupying very great positions. And why is it that? It is all because of the inexorable law of karma. And everybody has to look inside and then try to address this issue. Okay, how can I get rid of this karma? And then from there, you can go and change your life. So without changing your karma, there is no relief. So the most important thing is to understand karma. That's why I spoke for a few minutes to explain to you about what karma is, which is your content, the thought process that you have. And everybody is unique in that. And that results in different types of karma, as health karma, wealth karma, and relationship karma. So you can do all these things. You can get rid of these things either following one or the other of the three models, or all of them together. They are not mutually exclusive. The intellectual model, which is to look at your content and get rid of the content, and by stopping the mind according to the Buddha, or to look at the brain and stopping it according to my model, and then also by bringing in bhakti, which I recommend as a great, very powerful model, by having a devotion to a messiah. And if you have Jesus on your side, or Allah, or anyone whom you are able to relate to, and then that individual can do that, and also through fulfillment of your own desires can do it. So that's a devotional path. And then the ritual technology, which I said, involves going to a certain vortex. And also within the ritual technology is the astrology part. Karma is delivered through the planets. And by looking at the planets, you can understand whether you will have money or not, whether you will have wealth or not, whether relationship will be there or not, or when they will be up and when they will be down, and what can you do by understanding the planets, how you can get rid of your different karma.